This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Rex Ryan joins us here
Sexy
on the
Rexy.
Set. And yeah, quick to remind me as I brought up how Tom Brady for the first time lost to a divisional team twice in the same season. I said, Bart, you guys never did that. And then Rex said,
yes, we did. Only when it mattered the most, though, in the playoffs.
So, yeah, exactly.
You know,
put some respect on Rex's name. Put some respect on his name.
We got destroyed on a Monday night game, 45-3. But we also won week two, and we did win in the playoffs. So, you know, regular season, we just peek in the playoffs, man. That's all.
Win the ones that matter. You would think I'd remember that, too, as a Jets fan. But anyways, we'll get back to that. Rex, we were talking about something, though, at the top of the show, and I'm curious what you think about this as a coach. Is this the first time in a long time I can think of, especially after watching last night, that I don't think there's a bona fide, this team's definitely going to be in the big game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, we were saying Tampa Bay's that team.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's that team. Pittsburgh lays an egg. Now, to their credit, because you can't get up for all 16 games.
Right.
They did find a way to win, which is unreal. And then when you look at the, Tampa, my God, you talk about they got destroyed. They got bludgeoned by the Saints, who I never thought could do that. But it also goes to show you that coaching matters. It still matters in this league. And Sean Payton and his staff, I mean, it wasn't even a contest between Bruce Arians. Yeah, but it's, look, I've been praising Todd Bowles, but he doesn't understand how you play Drew Brees.
Right.
Trust me, go back, look at who's played him well, all right? And then figure it out. Because right now you haven't played him worth a darn. And you don't understand. You do not go and play traditional zone defense against Drew Brees. Remember when we had slaughtered him? We were up. I think we had forced five turnovers.
That's when I tried to fight. Reggie Bush.
Yeah, maybe remember that? And yeah. Remember he said we put some hot sauce on him. He got all upset. Yeah. Man, oh, man. Then later I had him, you know, in Buffalo, and he averaged minus some yards a carry and wondering why the hell. You know, we led the league in rushing. He had minus yards carry, and I'm a horrible coach. Okay, but anyway, other than that, not that it's personal. When you look at it, we gave up. Remember in that game? So we're way up on him. We forced five turnovers. And in the fourth quarter, we're said, all right, let's just play traditional zone. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
To the tune of, like, giving up 250 yards in a quarter.
Right.
Well, that's what we saw last night. You can't play traditional zones against Drew Brees. Trust me, I've done it, but only when I was way ahead.
I want to go on the other side, right, because I feel like I'm watching Peyton Manning and Kubiak all over again, as it feels like – when you think about Tom Brady, he's trying to find this healthy balance between what he likes to do and what Bruce Arians likes to do. And when I was talking about Bruce Arians and when he got ran out of Pittsburgh, because right, we were front and center there, it's because he was going with these seven-man drops, not really committing to the run. And you see him doing that with Tom Brady, and the protections a lot of times don't match up with the routes. So it's exposing Tom Brady, and guys aren't getting open immediately because they're putting tight man-to-man on him with safeties over the top, and he's getting hit. And you know, if you hit Tom Brady early, he starts to see ghosts or hear people later in games.
Yeah, and Bart, you have a great point. I mean, that D-line, it starts with that D-line. That D-line was running off the football to the passer. Why? Because you broke an NFL record that, I mean, it's absurd. They ran the ball five times in that game. That's the fewest rushing attempts in the history of football. Like
with Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones, who are pretty great backs.
But and what's funny, just a few weeks ago, Ronald Jones had run for over 100 yards, I think three straight weeks, and then Leonard Fournette earlier in the year. So why would you abandon it, especially when you're getting beat to sleep? Mm-hmm. You got to come back and say, hey, look, let's just run the football a little bit, take a few downs off on Brady. Instead, you're putting him back there, and I don't disagree, Bart. Why? Like, what are you doing here? And to me, you have a formula and a plan going against New Orleans. Throw that one out and do anything other than what you've done the two times.
Right. That's film you throw out.
Man, I have to go. Oh, we
got
to go.
We got lots more to get to. Just quick, yeah, but quickly, just because you're a defensive guy, and I always look at everybody's got offense. All the good teams have offense. It's the ones that have defense that are probably the best chance to win. Green Bay doesn't have one. He's talked about Seattle, the Legion with no boom. But when you look in the AFC, you've got defense. Pittsburgh's undefeated. You mentioned them. Their defense is there, but can Big Ben get them to the finish line? Are you worried about his durability?
I am worried about his durability. Look, This is not the Big Ben of old. Mm-hmm. This is the old Big Ben. Now, he is smart. He's making great decisions. Bart, we never seen him get rid of the football as fast as he is. But look, it's just when he points to the leg and all that stuff, he can't take the hits that he used to take. And you wonder right now, excuse me, we're halfway through the season.
Right.
What is he going to look like at the end of the season?
And is Mason Rudolph good enough? Right?
Mason Rudolph.
You said that with a straight face.
No. I say it because that defense is championship caliber.
Absolutely.
Is it not? Yeah. So your hopes might be riding on Mason Rudolph.
Well, you have no chance. If you got to play the backup, you have no chance.
I wonder. I wonder if they get a big enough lead, if they sit on the lead and give him some games off. Because he reminds me when we got Steve McNair. We were so used to Steve McNair being Michael Myers, he would always just come back no matter what you hit him with.
No question.
Like Michael Myers. And that's what Ben is. He's been Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, all those guys. But now you're starting to see some chinks in the armor, and I think maybe they have to protect him from himself, because every once in a while he'll go Big Ben on you. He'll hold on to that ball. He'll pump fake five times and take one to the chin so he can deliver a pass down the field. But I think if they have a good enough lead in this division, and if you know Baltimore still concerns me, man, because Lamar's up and down, they haven't figured it out yet. I think that maybe they should consider sitting him for a couple of games.
All right, and that's again why I say I don't think there's a true Super Bowl team. This is going to make it fascinating to finish. Before we let you go, Rex, and again, thanks for the time. I have to ask you about tonight's game. Patriots-Jets, Monday night, used to have so much sizzle. I mean, it was a decade ago where you were pushing them. You were almost trying to unseat them in this division. Now they're completely unseated, but it's not the Jets. But this game just lacks any type of sizzle at all. And does that in a little way bother you, because you loved going up against Belichick?
Yeah, I mean, because he was on the schedule. but I look at it. One time we went up on a Monday night. Both teams were 9-2. And we went out and we laid an egg. They were phenomenal in that game. All right. And it was the worst game ever. All right. And it was the largest TV audience. Yeah. And it was the worst game ever. Tonight, we know this is going to be a bad football game. And watch. I think it's going to be a competitive
great
game.
Great ending.
I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. Yeah. Because you've got, look, the Patriots are a bad team too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So when's the last time we can say no Stephon Gilmore? The Jets, look, you don't want to go 0-for. And especially on Monday night, the fans, we want them to go 0-for. But the team, trust me, doesn't want to go 0-for. And it's on a nationally televised game.
Tell me this, Rex. When you saw the banner of the game tonight, did you have to go to research to figure out who the hell was on there for the Jets?
Bart, I'm like, who is that? And I'm asking Greeny. He goes, it's Crowder. And I like Crowder. He's a good player. But that's like having Jeremy Curley on there. Like, come on. Stop already. Like, I think they put the big tackle on there or something. You know? Well, we know it's him. His head playing.
At least it's a good point. Without Sam in this game, I guess this even loses a little more of that interest. But you're right. Two bad teams, it can still end up being a great finish.
Absolutely.
That's exactly why we watch. Rex, again, thanks so much. Great to see you.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.